What's in a name? Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill pondered such a question when assaulted by the regalist of birds, the cardinal, who had become enchanted with his own image.
There are cardinals and there are cardinals. Many years ago, I had a disturbing experience with Cardinal. He became obsessed with the rear-view mirrors of my car. Every day he would fly at them, pecking furiously at the mirrors while leaving his droppings down the side of my car. It was a mess. What was he doing? Was he attacking what he saw in the mirror as if it were an adversary? Or had he fallen in love with his own image and, like Narcissus, was lavishing it with pecks and kisses? After a while, he finally gave it up, but in the meantime, it was infuriating. In my studio recently, I heard a noise at the window. Would you believe it was a cardinal attacking or ravishing the window exactly as I had seen years ago with my car mirrors? What does one do? He would not stop. The light had struck the window such that the window was able to reflect his image like a mirror. I thought the only thing I could do was to somehow put something over the window so that there would be no reflection. Taking several sheets of old paper on which I had research material written, I taped the papers on the window, effectively blocking the reflection so he would lose interest in the window. I'd inadvertently left a small section of the window uncovered, and sure enough, he went for it and began his routine of pecking or ravishing the window. I was determined to put an end to this outrageous behavior. I went outside again with more paper and taped additional papers on all the places where I thought he would be able to see his image. After taping them, I went back in the house. I was there undisturbed for several hours. I was sure I'd successfully driven him off. I had put an end to this unnatural behavior. I went outside just to check to see how secure the papers were. I noticed for the first time the nature of the research material that was written on the papers. I had become interested for a while in the idea of what cathedrals were all about. I did some research on how cathedrals evolved, what their function was in the English, French, and Spanish societies, and the roles they played in the religious life of people in the medieval period. Of course, cardinals, the birds, are not literate. This invasive cardinal would have no way of knowing the obstacles denying him access to his image were in fact papers about cathedrals. Cardinals, the ones without wings, are routinely welcomed in cathedrals where they exercise their various religious and liturgical duties. While the irony may well have been lost on this nutty cardinal who had been attacking my window, it was not lost on me. I had given up interest in my research and doubted whether I'd ever apply it to anything useful. Happily, I discovered how researching the habitation of some cardinals, when placed strategically, will successfully keep other cardinals away. George Merrill, On the Shore.